Sunday, the 20th of January, Rabbi Yoshua Meir Freshwater. Zoche es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho.
Good morning. Zoche es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Shait es Yom HaTavod. Usis Tekom Menachteichu. Yom HaShi Shabbos Hashem L'Kecho. Letav Tekom Menuchu. Begoyma. Pusik in Teres HaDibdus. Is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Everywhere in the Torah where it says the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah says Shaiyish Yom Tavod Yisis Kol Melachteichu. Lesas Kol Meluchu. We mustn't do any of the Lametes Meluches. Atu Yevinchu, even Avduchu Vamoschu, Vehemteichu, Mitzvah Shvitas Behaime. Ki Shaiyish Yom Usta Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Seudet. The reason why, it's the Omer Kral Shabbos, Yinach B'Yom HaShvi, Alkan Bayrach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos, Vayikadshayim. So we need to understand why does the Bnei Yisraelim add in the Zuchai Asir Mashabbos Lekatshe. Should be enough that the Torah should say Shais Yom Tavod. This is the Kamin Achteichu. This is the mitzvah of Shabbos. What's the addition? What's the mitzvah of Zuchai Asir Mashabbos Lekatshe? First of all, what's Zuchai? Zuchai means usually remember or Haskuda. What's the chiv of Zechira Legabe Yom Hashabbos? And second, what's the mitzvah of Lekadosho? It's Mekadosh Shabbos. How can one be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lekadosho? Even though it's Sunday, just a day after Shabbos, we'll soon see one can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Lekadosho. The Gemara says Mefaydish, Afele Bechad Vele Mechad B'Shabbat, even on the first day of the week on Sunday. So let's have a look how the Rishonim explain the mitzvah of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Lekadosho. First of all, Rashi speaks about Dikta Kalushin. Zuchar is the difference between Zuchar and Zuchaya. Zuchar is a continuous thing. So Rashi explains, Zuchar means that a person has to, the whole time, be Zoich HaSeim HaShabbat. How? So Rashi explains, brings the Gemurah in Baitse, Tani Lev Lizkoy Tumed HaSeim HaShabbat. One should put in one's mind, Lizkoyer, Tumed Hashem HaShabbos. Shem Nizdamen Nechu Chayvet Yofer, Tehayim Mazmina Le Shabbos. If it comes to hand, the person has Chayvet Yofer, we'll soon see Kaili or Machu, Tehayim Mazmina Le Shabbos. He should put it away for Yom HaShabbos. And that's the Gemude in Bayed after Zayin and Medalis. The Gemude speaks about the difference between Shama Azuken and Hillel Azuken. The Muda says, Omen Ulav al Shama Azuken, Kol Yom Avayoicha Lekovit Shabbos. The whole week, he ate Lekovit Shabbos. What's the Pshat? Mutze Bahayim Enua, if he found the Bahayim Enua, Oime Zile Shabbos. This Bahayim Enua should be Lekovit Shabbos. Mutza Cheles Nuehemena. He found one that was even more than the first one. Meniach Esashniyu. He would put away the second one. What the first one that was put away for Shabbos? He could. So Va'oichelesa Acheles. He would eat the first one in order that the second one should be left over for Shabbos. Mutza Cheles Nuehemena. If he found another one, Meniach Esashniyu. He would eat the second one. He would leave the second one. Va'oichelesa Lishayim. But Hillel Hazuken mida Acheres Hoyseloi. Hillel Hazuken had a different disnahagel. Shekol Masav the Shem Shemayim Sheneima Budech Hashem Yoim Yoim. Hillel says the pusik in Tehillim Budech Hashem Yoim Yoim. Rashi explains what's the chelik between Shama and Hillel. Hillel went with the union of Betuchen. Betuchen Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin the Bahaim Menuah Lekovit Shabbos. Tani na Mehucha. Even me'echad b'Shabbos, like we said before, from Sunday, ten lepchad b'Shabbos habu. Put your mind towards the next Shabbos in order to find dvudim yofim to put away the covered Shabbos. B'sil omrim b'ruch Hashem yom yom. B'sil say b'ruch Hashem yom yom. Now, it's a completely different Indian to understand why. What's the machlokes be'etim between Hillel and Shama? Why does Hillel say b'ruch Hashem yom yom? Smash of the Gemude, Hillel is not chaylik on by Shammai The Gabbai the mitzvah that he has to the whole week put away Dvurim Yofa and the Kovet Shabbos. Just as Hillel saying, Buna Hashem Yoim Yoim. One can have bituch and HaKodesh Baruch Hu will be mazmin the Dvude, the Bahaima Hanua and the Kovet Shabbos. Now here, Rashi here, the Chayyim brings down the shit of Beshama, Shenizdam and the Chayyim Yofa, Tahayim Mazmina the Shabbos. So the Ramban asked Rashi that this is the shita of Shammai, not the shita of Hillel. So why does Rashi bring down the shita of Shammai that chayv et yofet ha'al mazmin el Shabbos? That's the shita of Shammai. Hillel say you can eat the good one, the Baha'i Menuhah now, and be sonach kodesh baruch hi will be mazmin the Baha'i Menuhah el Shabbos. Amazon the Mepharshim, the B'ru Mezrucha, Gid Adye, the answer Rashi holds beitzim is not a machlokes between Beshama and Betzilel. Could be the machlokes is only by oichul, not by kailim nuim. The ikar hayotze is b'chayi lefi pidush Rashi that the mitzvah of zuchas b'shabbos zekatzoi is a mitzvah the whole week. If one sees kailim nuim or oichul nuim, which can be used as the oineg or kovet for Shabbos, he has a mitzvah to mimiyachad it for Shabbos the kovet Shabbos. Whether he has to go so far like Beshamai, that's already the medib of the mefarshim, exactly the details between the machlokes of Shabbos and Beshamai. But the ikar hayotzeluni mizeh is the people in Shabbos zochasim in Shabbos the kapsha is a mitzvah b'chol yemoyis hashaviya. If, for example, he goes in the shop and he sees he anyhow needs to buy something for Shabbos, a certain oichel, and he sees a special nice one or something that just happens to be here, might not be here the next by the end of the week, he should buy it now and put it away for Shabbos, and thereby he's being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa zucha esem a Shabbos lekadsho. The Ramban, our Pshat, learns a different Pshat. Zuchas Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi is the Torah's Magadir, the Tachlis, and the Tehilis of Mitzvah Shabbos. If the Torah would say, Shai Shishim Tahas to Melachtecho, Tahas to Melachtecho, Tahas to Melachtecho, Tahas to Shabbos Hashem Nekecho Lassas to Kamelucho, the Pshat would be, the whole week, when has the Chiyas, Lava, in Ishkachiyah, one may do the Lama Tes Meluchas. Yom Ashvi, one has to be sure that no Meluchas may be done. The Emes is, that the Ramban, that's not the Tachlis of Mitzvah Shabbos. Emes, that the Shemitah Shabbos is by not doing the Lama Tes Meluchas. But the Tachlis of the Mitzvah Shabbos is, the Tachlis of the Shvisa is, like the Pusik says in Yeshaya, Vikarusala Shabbos Oineg, Likdoish Hashem Mechibot, to make the Shabbos into a Yoim HaKudish. Quote here the Lushna Rabban. Lihipunas boim iska hamachshubas vehevla azmanin, in order to take one's mind away from the machshubas of the day of the daily living, vehevla azmanin, the havulim of the zmanin, in order to give oineg l'nafshayni for the nefushis to go b'darka Hashem. And the Ramban adds, v'leleches el hachachomim vel hanaviyim, to go to the hachachomim vel hanaviyim, l'shmoya avdivid Hashem. And the Ramban finishes off here, the interesting thing, the Gemude in Ashishuna says, chayiv udam l'kabel p'nai rabbi b'regel. First, as a chayiv to l'kabel p'nai rabbi b'regel in yomtiv. And the Gemuda brings the Pusik that she was going to the Novi, so she was asked, Madia at Hileches Eile Vahayom, why are you going today to the Novi? Loi Chodesh Veloi Shabbos, it's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. And so the Gemuda says, Miklau, that if it would be Chodesh or Shabbos, it would be a Chiyuv to be Mekabel Pnei the Novi. Because the only Kash is, why are you going to the Novi now? It's Loi Chodesh, not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Interesting to know the Gemuda speaks about Chayavud and the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi Berege. And then the Gemuda brings the Pusik of Chodesh Shabbos. The Gemuda should say Chayavud and the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi B'Shabbos, 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 B'Yomim Toivim. Shenema, Madia la ploe lege to be goitse be shabbat. Now the Ramban here seems to have the gist of the gemude. The kach omri da zau miklau de be goitse be shabbat boy in the mice. Es khier le kabel von ei rabbi be de goitse be shabbat e be yom tovim. Because that's the chayyot of pasuk that limit the pusik. The pusik is madia at leiches aile vayoyim lechayyot shle shabbat. It seems to be the Ramban learns shabbat in the gemude that the chiyuv leiches lachachomim v'lahamadiim biyom shabbat. Memaile says the Ramban. The toid the first thing is zuchasim shabbat the kachshel. You should know the mitzvah of shabbat, which I will tell you soon. Shaisim tavu sisakom alachteichu is in order to be poyne. La machshavas, la hamasim, le derek hakadosh, by le leches lachachom ben hanaviim, by learning, by zemidus, the kedoyim, mekol en yunim, hamaviim, le derek hakadosh. So now this is the second shot we have according to the Ramban. Zuchasim hashabbos lekadshoy, the Torah is being magde be'etzem how the yom hashabbos should look like, what the Shavisim and Melucha should bring to. Zuchasim HaShabbos HaKadshoy. Therefore, since I wanted to be poyne Yom HaShabbos HaChol L'Darka Kedisha, therefore, Shai Shizim and Tzahava, this is the Kom L'Achtei Chol Yom HaShabbos. That's how you should come to the mitzvah of Zuchasim HaShabbos HaKadshoy. There's a third chapter to the Shoinim. The Sepona. The mitzvah Zuchasim HaShabbos HaKadshoy is a mitzvah L'Yemoy Sachol. Wow. Why? We know that Shabbos Shteitach in the Gemude Shetahai Kiri Kol Melach Tuch HaSiyu. So the Torah is being mazeh. A person should be mesadeh his work of the week in a way that he can be mekadosh Shabbos. For example, if a person will make that he just a minute before Shabbos he'll be finishing his business deal, or he'll be running around, it's difficult for him, as soon as the Shabbos comes, in order to take his mind away from the things he's been doing in the weekdays, and to be mekadosh of Yom HaShabbos. So a person could say, look, till Shabbos, till a minute before this man, I was being mekayim shai shizim metav, and now the Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos Hashem lekeichu. So the partner says that it won't work. So he tells you, Zuchasim HaShabbos, remember in the weekdays, it's coming Yom HaShabbos, Lekadshoy, make your work in the week, that it should be possible Lekadshoy, remember the whole time when you're working, to set it up in such a way, that when it comes to Shabbos, Lekadshoy, you should be able to be pointing your machshavos from the Avodah Simai Achol. That's a very nice practical pshat of this partner. How one can be mekayim in the week that Zuchasim HaShabbos HaKadshoy by setting up the schedule of the week in a way that when it comes to Shabbos one can be mekayim and say HaShabbos HaKadshoy. Now we'll go into the pshat of the drush of the Chazal. The Rambam brings Avodah Rabbi Saini Oid Midrash Yemilas HaKadshoy. Chachumim learned pshat in the Pusik that there's an additional mitzvah in Zuchasim HaShabbos HaKadshoy. Just like we know when the Yovel comes, there's a chiv on the bezin to say the beknitz ha-yoivul mekiddush mekiddush. The same thing, yoim ha-shabbos, the mitzvah of lekadshoy is by being mekiddush, by saying shvuchem of the yoim ha-shabbos, the shas knitzas ha-shabbos. In other words, this is the makor of the mitzvah of kiddush. Belayel shabbosus, the mitzvah doiraisa of saying kiddush is on this pusik, Zuchar Asim HaShabbos HaKadshoy. Zuchar, we know, is Haskudah. Haskudah Bepeh. Like, Zuchar Sashus Zuchar Amulek, the Zachir is to say each year the parashah of Amulek. Zuchar Asim HaShabbos HaKadshoy. Zachir, each Shabbos, the Shas Kinitis HaShabbos, the Mekayim, the mitzvah of saying Divrei Shvach, Shal Yom HaShabbos. To say that Yom Kudosh, why is the Yom Kudosh? Because the Bein Shalom was Shoyvet, the Bein Shalom made Melucha B'Shai Shayomim. And the Lushna Rambam is, Mitzvah Esem and HaToyde Lekadosh is Yom HaShabbos B'Dvudem, Sheneima Zuch Asim HaShabbos Lekadshoy, Keloima Zochrayi, you should be Zoyche Zechira Shvach, Divra Shvach, Divra Praise, about the Yom HaGadosh Yom HaShabbos, V'Kiddush. Now the Rambam adds here, V'Tzurech Lezochrayi, Beknisusai ibiyetziusai. Leil Shabbos im Motze Shabbos. According to the Rambam, the Machlokes Hashoinim, the mitzvah of Zuchas in the Shabbos Akatshoi is bain mitzvah Kiddush shel Leil Shabbos, is bain mitzvah Havdule shel Leil Shabbos. By saying Motze Shabbos, until now was Yom Kudosh, Yom HaShabbos. From now on, when we do a melucha, it's the Moita Chol, Hamavdul Bain Kodesh Bain Achol, one is also being the kind of mitzvah, the Raisa of Zuchas and Meshamas Akacha. After the Shoinim learn, no, only mitzvah Kiddush is the Raisa, mitzvah Avdul is Rabuna. But the Rambam passes, Bain Kiddush, Bain Avdul is the mitzvah Esther, the Raisa of Zuchas and Meshamas Akacha. Mitzvah Kiddush Hayoyim, in Shabbos morning, is it Rabbuna. Why? Because Chazal learned the Pshat that being Mekadosh Yom HaShabbos is Biknisusa. When Shabbos is coming in, to be Matke, the Divrei HaShvach, the Kiddush Yom HaShabbos. And here then, according to the Rambam, Ba'avdule. But Kiddush HaYom is Rabbuna. Now, where did we get the mitzvah of saying Kiddush Alayayim? Is it also the Raisa, or is it the Rabbuna? The master of the Gemurah says in Psuchim, and the whole figure with the quote on the Rambam is Buni on the Gemurah in Psuchim, Davkiv Zayin Umed Aleph. And there the Gemurah says, Zachrai al Hayayim. One must remember, do this mitzvah of Kiddush al Hayayim. The reason is because of the Gdar Shuvah, we see it in another place in the Torah that says Zucha al Hayayim. And there's another reason also, because Ein Om Shira Layayin. We see that one should say Shira Layayin, here then the mitzvah of Kiddush should be done Layayin. Now the Chinuch explains what's in the should be done Layayin. The whole tachlis is, of the mitzvah of Kiddush, is in order to a person should be able to internalize the minah that Kodesh Baruch Hu was boide the Kalu Oilam Kiloi B'Shaish Tayomim, and by Yom Hashim Shabbat Vayinofash. It's Aina Doima, if a person just says Zucha, the mitzvah of Kiddush, or he does it with a ceremony of a Seder, of a Yayin, it's much more poyer on a person if he does it with a Seder, V'Yala Yayin. The Maile, therefore, since we want the person to internalize the message of Yom HaShabbos, the mitzvah is to do it ala yayin, and also v'ayin kiddush, eibu can see it. He has to do it also with the seed. So Tosfos in Psuchim has a suffix. Is the mitzvah ala yayin a doiraisa or the rabuna? Pashtus, haluchadik, the mitzvah ala yayin is a rabuna. But Tosfos has a tzav, it's doiraisa. So Tosfos says like this. The ti'im, to be toyim the cost, to drink the cost afterwards, is a zichad rabuna. But perhaps the mitzvah of saying it alayayim, of having a cross in front of you and saying the Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Akatshoi, perhaps that's a doiraisa. And Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos in Psuchim of Kizayim and Aleph, is the Tzuch in. If it's a doiraisa, the Rabbuna. The Emerson and the Zayis, the Kan and the Kan, some Shoyim will say clearly it's a doiraisa. For example, in Mesechtas Nuzi of Gimel, the Mephadish of Mesechtas Nuzi says the mitzvah the Mekadosh Ala Yayin is a doiraisa. So I'll just quote a nice kasha from Rav Luzer Moshe Horovitz on the Yemud and Psuchim. He asked the kasha on Tosfos, if we say there's a mitzvah of Mekadosh Ala Yayin, in other words, the mitzvah of Tiim is the Rabbuna, but the mitzvah of Mekadosh Ala Yayin is doiraisa. If so, Yim Kippur Shechol Liyis B'Shabbos. Yeah, there's a mitzvah al Shabbos to be Mekadosh Yayin HaShabbos, Zohar Shem HaShabbos HaKadosh. If we hold as a mitzvah doiraisa of saying Kiddush la Yayin, why will Chazal oike this mitzvah? We should still take Yayin, have it in front of us, Yom Kippur, make him Kiddush, and then put the wine away. Not to drink the wine in Yom Kippur, but we can become the mitzvah doiraisa of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh over Yayin. So Abru the Moshe Horovitz brings a stick of Akashi on Tosfos and the Tzad of Tosfos to learn that the mitzvah of Kiddush the Raisa is La Sois Alayah.
Why don't
Maybe one could say Agadudah. The mitzvah of Eidai is only if one can drink it. If one can't drink it, it doesn't have any significance of putting the yarn. One can say kama v'kama mahalchim. But now that's the kasha of losing Moshe Horowitz on Agudah in Psuchim on Tosh.
Even if you
can hold the hormone, it's not the same kasha. No, the Tosh is the first one to divide. These two things about making sure it's ala yayin and drinking it. If you say it's drabunah, it's one big drabunah, but pasha. So it is the only one to come up with this chilek between making ala yayin and being toyim ala, being toyim the yayin. And also, it's drabunah, that's why one can start saying chilekim, it's gizayidah, it's a kedoyon. It's the doyraiste, it's the samba chazal, wa oikid, it's the doyraiste, it's the doyraiste, it's the doyraiste. The master, the Mugen Avraham in Simmer Reish Ein Aleph, says according to the Rav Haposkin, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is only to say Amida bepei divrei shvach v'kiddush al Shabbos. If so, says the Mugen Avraham, Lail Shabbos, everyone says Vayichili, Yismichi b'malchizchu. Both after Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, if so, it follows that everyone is yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush betfilah l'Lail Shabbos. If so, everyone when they come home, when they make Kiddush, it's any other rabbanah. If we learn according to the Rav HaPaskim that the mitzvah al hayayin is the rabbanah, the only d'oraisa is the amida b'pei, not according to the Sulik of Tosis. Okay, so it comes out like this. The person comes home, Lail Shabbos, to make Kiddush Vayayin, it's a mitzvah d'rabuna. So the Dugam Avove asked the Kasha, Shel, if he's there, the ladies, Rav ladies, he doesn't ask at the Kasha, he just is mefarshit. Rav ladies, Nushem, don't daven tefillas ma'av shel Lail Shabbos. So when the husband comes home, the wife, Shelechayde be mechiyev d'oraisa, and the husband is only mechiyev d'rabuna. Now, how can the husband be moitzi the issue if she's only mechiyev, she's mechiyev midoraisa, and he is only mechiyev midrabbanan? Now, when you have a klal, kol habruchas aval pi sheyutze moitzi. Let the person say bin yotze any bruch, he can be moitzi someone else. Why? He's not mechiyev in the bruch. Because there's a cloud, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Me'arvis. Since Kol Yisroel will arrive in Zeh L'Zeh, mainly even though someone's already been Yotze, a Bruche, he can be Moitzi Yitzchav. That's what the Gemara said. Now, there is Nushim. The Shale is, if a Nushim, men are Udaiv Ba'ad HaNushim. If we say that the mitzvah of Arvis, Kol Yisroel will arrive in Zeh L'Zeh, which obviously Cholili doesn't mean to say that you were not arriving for Bechlau for the Nushim Yisroel. We're talking about the Arabs, the Yidin were Mekabel by in the Midbar, which called it to arrive in Zelazer to that they will be chayed if someone's oiv on the mitzvah. Anushim Udaiv Baad Hanushim. Memaile. If we say Anushim are not Udaiv Baad Hanushim, the Choyda, how can the husband be Yotze, be Moitzi, the issue with Mitzvah's Kiddush? If he is only mechiyev rabbanan and she is mechiyev dadan, the master, Rav HaPaskim, Kiva Eiger, and the Haguras, the Chazon Sofer, they all say that there's no such tzad, and a husband shouldn't be udaiv ba'ad the issue. Well, when we say that nushim are not bechelal alvis, it means the nushim they themselves are not udaiv ba'ad other people, but an nushim of course udaiv ba'ad hanushim. Mainly, therefore, they can be moitzi even though they're already been yotze. The other way how we can be misakin this shale is bechlal by being down in the hanukh of the Mugen Avraham, one can be yotze the mitzvah the yidaisa of kiddush b'shas atvile as one or two ha'udim. Number one is the menchas chinuch is ma'ode the gemude in psuchim daf kiv yidzayin. Learns the Gzayde Shuvah between Zucha Esteim HaShabbos HaKatshoi and Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And the Gemara, Rabbi Zimmi Yaakov says, there's a chiyuv lehazke yitzias mitzrayim aitz kiddush, which is why the Shas Kiddush we say tchille mikruai kodesh zayich yitzias mitzrayim. So mitzvah doyidaisa agzayin shuvet yizuchas emesham betekavshay. It's another end to explain what taka the hezba between the shayches, between mitzvah zechira yitzias mitzrayim and mitzvah emeshabes. The Amos and the Toide Hagadosh and Pasha Veschanon says another time to mitzvah Shabbos. Here in Pasha Yisrael Pasha Sisu, the Toide says Kishay Shem Uis Hashem Mitzvah Shema Vesuude. But the Toide Hagadosh and Pasha Veschanon says because Hakadosh Baruch Hu took out of mitzvah Yisrael Al Kain Simchu Hashem Elikecho Lasim Shabbos. Shabbos is also Zayich Elitzis Mitzrayim. The Amos and Inua Yosim Abdes Lechaydes. There's other pshutim to explain the shaykhs between Yitzhiyat Yitzhayim and Mitzvah Kiddush. Al Kalpunim, there is a chiyiv lehazke Yitzhiyat Yitzhayim and Mitzvah Kiddush. Pasha says in Minchas Chinuch, if one's not maske Yitzhiyat Yitzhayim by Kiddush, one is not Yoyis and Mitzvah Kiddush. Now in Tvilas Lai Shabbos, there's no mention of the Yitzhiyat Yitzhayim. So how can a Mugen Avruam say one is Yoyis and Mitzvah Kiddush doyraise by saying vaychili b'shas ha'tvilubash, by saying adus divash shvach of Shabbos, when there's no mention of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim? That's number one, the Uda be'etzim on the Mugen Avruam. Now, the second Uda is, there's a klal yidia, mitzvah doyraise tichas kavuna. Any mitzvah doyraise needs to have kavuna, which is why, it's the same like all other mitzvahs, before a person makes kiddush, he should have a din. He wants to be mekayim now the mitzvahs eser doyraisa of zuchas yom hashabbos zekatshu. The mitzvahs doyraisa tzichas kavuna. Now b'shas ha'tvile, no one has the kavuna to be yoytz mitzvahs kiddush. Memayle lechoyde, one can't be yoytz the mitzvah of kiddush doyraisa b'shas ha'tvile since there's no kavuna. And there's another point. Even according to the man doma who holds mitzvahs loy tzichas kavuna, so the Shoyim say, if he has a zin for a different mitzvah, for example, he's learned Shoyim, but he's having a zin for Makai, the mitzvah of Shira, another mitzvah, Lehoydus Lashem, any other mitzvah, it's worse than if he wouldn't have had any kavuna at all. Therefore, here, what does a person have kavuna when he's davening? To Makai, mitzvah tviller. Therefore, even if he holds mitzvah einzig as kavuna, he still isn't yotze b'shas ha-tviller, the mitzvah, the rice of Kiddush, since he's having a kavuna to mekai the mitzvah tefillah. But, as I said before, the Mugen Avruam holds clearly that one is yoytze mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush b'shas tefillah. As another Indian in Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy, Ramban brings here, and it's also Nichlal in the Chazal, which we say each day, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Shaini b'Shabbos. Why just not say Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Shaini? Why add Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos? So according to the Rambam brings in the Chazal, this is a mitzvah doyraisa of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy, that all days should be counted, not a Sunday or Monday, or Yom HaRishon, Yom HaShaini, but it's Yom HaRishon b'Shabbos, Yom HaShaini b'Shabbos, the first day of the week, which will bring us to Shabbos, and the second day that will bring us to Shabbos, Yom HaShaini b'Shabbos. And by doing this, one is being mekayim a mitzvah of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy, b'chol Yom Yom HaShviyah. The Rambam says, and he finishes off, even though the mitzvah of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy is koil of so many protein, like we saw before, the mitzvah of being the Saddah the week in a way, they can be Mekadosh Yom HaShabbos, to the Shvisa should bring to Kiddush HaShabbos, Rashi's Pshat in Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy, the Chazal, the mitzvah of Kiddush in Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy, to Maske Tis Mitzrayim, as Exile Shuvah, the last thing we mentioned, that each day should be counted to Shabbos, it's still considered as one big mitzvah, and the Moina mitzvah is one mitzvah of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Zekatshoy, which is Nichal, this mitzvah, all these protein which you mentioned before.